Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 10th week after the Sunday of Trinity, Thursday. Our scripture reading is 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 19. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice, insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, then you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or a thief, or an evildoer, or as a meddler. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name. For it is time for judgment to begin at the household of God. And if it begins with us, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if the righteous is scarcely saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good. Our scripture lesson comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19, verse 29. Everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my name's sake will receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life. In many ways, we resemble the Jews. They were more concerned about their bellies than about God, more intent on filling their bellies than on learning God's plan of salvation for them. Ultimately, therefore, they lost out in both directions, and deservedly so. Inasmuch as they refused to accept eternal life and joy, God also deprived them of their bodily welfare, and so they lost both body and soul. They offer an excuse which rings much like those we also hear today from our contemporaries, who say things like, we would have been quite glad to accept the gospel had it not endangered our body and property and perhaps even cost us wife and children. Some said in reference to Christ in John 11:48, if we let him go on, thus everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and destroy both our holy place and our nation. What they here feared would happen did happen, for as Solomon said, what the wicked dreads will come upon him. That's Proverbs 10:24. These fears prevented the Jews from believing in God. They did not regard the great and rich promises which God had made to them. We also pass over such matters and do not see the mighty, comforting promises which our Lord has made us. Even if we do lose our earthly property, heaven and earth are the Lord's, and he will certainly repay us freely and richly. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, your blessings and benefits to us are many and great, as are all the free gifts of your love and mercy. Open our hearts in such a way that we never offer any hindrance to the operation of your free and wonderful grace, and so that we may be prepared at all times to suffer everything and risk everything for Christ's sake. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.